Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ole, ole, it's got a club. I was wondering if hola, that's a greeting, it means hello. I was wondering if it was hello backwards, but I don't think it is. I think hola is a different language, and I am speaking the language of cuddles today. So come on in, okay? I've got Catherine Bohart. She's a comedian, writer, actor. I always say that about everyone because, what, you're just going to do stand-up? I don't think so. You're going to get your mug on telly, you know. What, you're just going to do the words that other people have written for you? Get your pen out, you know. It's a lovely little chat, and I think you'll enjoy it. So I beckon you in like a seedy man at a nightclub. And I say, listen and enjoy yourself, and tap yourself on your bottom for me. Hello.
Hi.
What a lovely smile.
Oh, thanks. It'll wear off real fast, but I'm drinking my coffee right now, so I'm like a little kid with a sedative.
It'll wear off really fast as soon as I start asking you questions.
I don't know why I said I was like a kid with a sedative instead of a kid with a sweet.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Wondering much more normal. Anyway, yeah. I'm not a parent. Don't worry.
I'm like a kid with a sedative. Creepy, actually, that is.
Yeah,
right,
kind of worrying.
So, how are you?
I'm fine.
Right. How the fuck are you, Catherine? I want some answers.
I'm fine. Thank you, Lou. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm great, actually. Lucy Pearman stayed around last night and we went to go and see Sam from Australia, Sam Campbell's
show.
Oh,
I gigged with him the other day and he was amazing.
He's very good and he's so...
Very funny.
Yeah, so funny.
Very funny. Very
lovely
silly.
Night. And then Lucy got a bit hammered. It was fun to watch. And that was that, really.
Gorgeous. That sounds lovely. I've started asking how are you today instead of asking how are you, because I feel like how are you is too, either you don't mean it or it's actually too big a question to take on given the nature of the world. And so I've just gone with today. So today you're feeling good because you had a nice sleepover, basically.
I'm going to go with how are you in this moment?
Oh my God, in this moment, I'm obviously anxious to please, but happy to be here. Did you talk about boys on your sleepover?
Yeah, I showed her pictures of my boyfriend. Nice. Luckily, my favourite thing to do is show everyone pictures of my new boyfriend. And luckily, everyone pretends to be interested, so it's quite good. But actually, Lucy kept forgetting that she'd asked me. So she kept, but then even then I was like, oh, and now I'm actually sick of talking about my new boyfriend. So.
Oh, she broke you. Well done her. Maybe that was a tactic.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What's he called? Wait, what does he do? Wait, what?
Well, you could put this music under anything. Touching, are you into it, Gemini? And if so, how say?
Here's the tricky thing. I think I give a vibe of a woman who's warm enough to want to be touched and polite enough not to say anything about it. But actually, I really don't want it.
You don't?
No, not unless we are intimate. I really know you. For example, if I met you at a gig, Lou, I'd be happy to give you a hug. But
how long for? How many seconds?
A little quick one, you know, a little quick hug.
4 seconds.
Yeah, I'd have said 2, but 4 is also lovely. You smell nice. I'm sure it's fine. But I don't want to hug, shake hands with, or kiss on the cheek anyone I don't know.
Wow,
I don't know.
I read you wrong.
But everyone does. This is a continuous problem. This is a problem, I think, actually, of being an Irish person in the UK, because, for example, a lot of people think I'm joking when I'm not. So, like, I'll be like, I hate the English. And people will be like, he's this crazy Irish girl. And I'm like, no, truly, you're scum. And they're like,
yeah.
And it's a smiley face.
But Aisling doesn't mind a hug and she's Irish. So think about that.
Yeah, and it is worth thinking about. I would say we're not actually the same person.
Ah, so you, okay, this is a Cuddle Club exclusive.
Yeah.
Not all Irish people are the same. Wow, you have just, what's known as, blown my mind.
I know, I mean, Ashley and I are never in the same room at the same time, so you do the math, but no.
What about Eleanor Tiernan?
She'd be closer to the person I am, probably, in terms of, because we're all obviously born of the same egg, but no.
What about Joanna? Finish the word off for me.
Do you mean Joanne McNally?
Yes, I do.
I wish I was Joanne McNally. She seems like a cool gal. No, none of those people are me.
Right. So they've all got different cuddle styles. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying cuddle styles. I'm saying
dinners,
like dreams,
different dinners,
different hopes, different pant sizes.
Wow.
All of us.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just going to have to rethink the rest of the questions.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay. First cuddle you remember, more or less, you know, it's not going to be the first one. Of course, you was a baby.
My mama, for sure.
I've forgotten. I know I had you on the podcast before, but I've forgotten all of your answers and it's not ever going out. So
that's great. Oh, yeah. It's very polite of you not to put it out and just sort of keep it to have it to hold over our heads, I suppose, yeah, for the rest of our...
Maybe we'll put it out in 10 years' time, nice. Actually, you know, as a retrospective.
Yeah,
you know?
Or like if one of us dies...
Oh, yeah, straight out, day one, yeah. Day one of the death.
She lived, she loved, she laughed. Yeah, she cuddled.
She cuddled. You know, she met all her dreams by doing this podcast. So you can't be
twice.
Sad.
No, she I think you have to.
She reached the pinnacle of her career.
To have done it twice. People need proof.
And will we show just 10 seconds of late night mash? Late mash night?
The late report mash night. The gas report, as I think they should call it. Yes, I think, of course you should. Of course you should. And then just, and then I'd like, I suppose, just an extended soft focus on my big hands.
Yes, and it's candle in the wind, but we adapt the words to make them funny.
No, I don't really want a royal tint, if that's okay.
Okay, fine.
Who let the dogs out, maybe?
Oh, nice way to go.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. And then loads of puppies. God. Joyous.
It does feel nice to have your funeral sorted, doesn't it?
A genuine relief. I didn't think we'd get it off the list today, but I'm glad we have. And that'll work for Aisling, Joanne, Eleanor, Alison as well. Great.
Thank you.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club.
I think that's enough. First cuddle you remember. We didn't get to that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. My mum, for sure. My mum.
She's got big old titties, if I remember correctly.
Oh, my God.
That's true, isn't it?
Yes, that is.
That's the
true.
Only. Can I just say that's the only thing I remember from the first podcast? Haven't stopped thinking about it.
She has glorious boobs, my mother. Yeah. I did not get them at all. It's so sad. I have none. And she has absolutely wonderful tits. She also has the softest skin. Like, the woman is like freakishly smooth. And she gives such great cuddles. She's soft, she's warm, she's lovely, and she's very reassuring. And it never feels awkward with my mum. You know how cuddles, there's a point where I always feel like, we made it weird. Do we push through till it gets less weird, or do we just leave it? Do we never make eye contact again? With my mother, you always feel like, that's right.
Mm. Nice. Well, she's cuddling you from the womb, yes, you know, from day dot. Everyone's getting Botox, by the way, and yes. Everyone's getting it, and I don't want to, but I'm not going to get it, am I? Are you not going to get it? You're too young, you don't need it.
I can't say that I'm not going to get it. I also feel like everyone's getting it, and I'll be honest with you, I feel like I need it, and
you absolutely
I understand that that need is a falsehood. Like, need is even the, nobody needs Botox. So let's, like, no. That word is a misnomer, right? Like, I know that I want it, and I know that the falsehood of the need
don't
has been created.
Don't get it.
I know. And I know that it's been created by just, like, looking on Instagram and everybody else getting it. But it's so hard. It's so hard to be a woman who's alive and not hate your body.
But Botox doesn't help the body, does it?
Well, my face is part of my body. Oh, right. Technical. I was going to get it on my belly and my elbows.
I think we work on the inner style. I don't think we should get, but it is depressing when you do a self-tape and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, but, it's hard. Also, I don't think there's any point in pretending that it's easy to resist that. Like, especially
Also, no judgment on the people who have got it. I think that, you know, most of them look great, but and I'm jealous how good they look. But it's more like, also, you have to keep at it. You can't just do it once. You have to keep upkeep.
And it's true. Also, I do think the reason that I feel any like fake need to have it is because every woman I see on television has it, and so that makes me think that I somehow look incredibly old when in reality I look. I guess I just look as I'm supposed to. But then I feel so bad for younger people because kids are getting it at like 18, 19, 20,
that's
their 20s.
Mad. And then they're ruining themselves.
But it also makes me feel like, if I get it, am I contributing to the thing that causes them to think that's necessary? Oh, it's so hard.
But I think I'm going to be like, if everyone ends up like sort of robots, then we'll be like exotic for not having it. So be like, oh my god, you know, woman with a real face, sexy. That's what I think.
Do you think that we'll be like
dinosaurs
when you go see people in the museum? Yeah, and you're like, I can't believe they used to do that.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please.
Okay, are you ready for your quickfire round?
I'm ready for my quickfire round. Let's do this.
Okay, here we go. You know how quick it is. You've had your coffee. Bohart or Mozart?
Bohart.
That was too slow.
What? I backed myself.
Yeah, but you're too slow. You've got to be faster.
Okay.
Sorry, it's overruled. Now I'm tense. It's Mozart. False teeth or false titties? You've got to choose one.
False teeth.
You get false teeth over false titties.
Look, I was pressurized by the timing thing. I don't think I meant it. What was the context?
Okay, you can have a bit more time. But you don't have to rush so fast. False teeth, all your teeth get smashed out and then you have new ones in.
False titties. Why did it be smashed? Why couldn't they just get old?
No, because someone's saying to you, you have to have false teeth or false titties. You can't have false teeth over your original one. So
isn't that what veneers are?
Okay, then you can have them.
Yes.
How much would you have to be paid to give up stand-up?
£1 million.
Oh, that's not bad, actually. Would you really, to give up stand-up?
Some days I think that, yes. Some days I don't. Yes. Yes. Well, you know, the days where I look at my bank account and I think, oh, I'm literally never going to own property. And then someone says £1 million or dicking about on stage, I might take £1 million just to like...
Yeah.
You're catching me on a bad day. The flat next door have just put up a scaffolding. The flat upstairs are thinking of doing building works. The flat downstairs are absolute dickweeds. So I'd say, you know, my need for control over my own space today is maybe leading the decision making. But I probably, if I just had a good gig, I'd be like, oh, also I had a horrible gig last night. Whereas had I had a good gig, I'd be like, Lou, you could not pay me to quit this job. I was born to do it. Today's not that day.
I've never seen you have a bad gig, by the way. You've always done well.
You're very kind. I think there are some comics who, for whom that's true, though. Don't you find, I think I generally have a nice time when you're there. There are some people who I think must be confounded as to how this is my job. I don't think I've ever done anything other than shame myself in a room where John Robbins is.
Really?
Yeah. When I see him on a gig, I think, fuck, I'm going to have a terrible show.
Oh no.
Yeah, he's probably a nice man, but he is he's my bad luck charm.
Oh sugar.
I hope he doesn't take that personally, but I'm just every single time I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna die. And every single time I do.
Wow, it's probably self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh, 100%.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Come on, let us in.
How do you feel about the word cuddle? If I can press you.
I like it. It's a sweet word.
It's a sweet word for a sweet girl.
Yeah.
Sweet word for a sweet girl. Okay, what's the worst thing you've done?
Ever?
Yeah.
Back to my... probably cheating on partners.
Ooh. Boyfriends or girlfriends. If it's boyfriends, doesn't really count.
It was mainly on girlfriends.
Oh, it does count. It does count.
But I was a baby, but not young enough for it to be okay.
No, we've all done it, actually. I think we've all done it, and that's how you learn. You can't learn if you don't do something and realise it feels bad. Also, when you're young, it's like...
On reflection, I'm like, I should have been single because I wanted to have lots of sex, but I was so needy and so low in self-esteem that I also needed the affirmation of a relationship. So I was just incredibly selfish and had both, and much to the cost of the other poor person who was just being kind to me. Anyway, that's not funny, am I right?
I think that is what a lot of people do now. Like some men have indoor wives and then just go and fuck and women. It's okay when you're younger because it just is, you know. I mean, I was an absolute legend, so, you know, you can imagine.
Of course. I don't actually think it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
I actually feel better about not thinking it's okay, because I think there was a while there where I was slightly like, oh, everyone does it and it's fine. And actually, I feel more comfortable now that I'm able to go, nah, I really fucked up and I won't do it again. I think the thing that changed my mind on it was I was in a non-monogamous short-term relationship, but it made me realize that, like, there was a lot of talk about consent in that relationship and decision-making and open and honest communication. And it made me realize, like, if you cheat on someone and then they therefore, if they knew, would not be with you, it's sort of like you're dating them without their without them having full information. They can't fully consent, and that made me be like, that's disgusting. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, no, thank you.
Would you ever be in an open relation now?
Yeah,
do you think you could do it? Would you?
Yeah, I don't need it. It's not. I don't feel polyamory to be my sexuality, but I think that if my partner needed it and it was a discussion that was on the table, I wouldn't shut somebody down straight away.
I'd be headbutting everyone.
Nice. And that is also that's also totally valid. I think it's weird though, people are always like, you have to choose, like, as in, like, open is better than... I love the idea of you headbutting everyone, by the way. But it's weird how people often make monogamy and non-monogamy compete, as if you have to choose a better one. They're both fine as long as you're being honest and not headbutting.
Don't do something that leads you to headbutting. It's a shame, you know, because I hate to deny everyone this lovely bod of mine, you know.
It is fit.
You feel like you should share it, you know. Is it fair just to keep it for one man?
It's not. It should be a buffet situation.
It should be snack on me like the buffet.
Yeah, it does seem unfair, but I guess he's just a lucky, lucky guy.
Can I ask you a really personal question?
Have not been personal questions so far?
This is something I've just thought of. I probably won't go in the podcast because it's too revealing about me. But just when you're having sex now and again, do you sometimes think about the worst thing you can think of? Do I, am I thinking of the worst possible thing that could turn me on?
Or the yeah, like sometimes I go through a portfolio just quickly and think, no, not that, not that, not that. I'm testing myself almost.
Interesting. I don't consciously go through the worst things I could think of and see if they turn me on. Mm-hmm. But I definitely occasionally will go through a Rolodex of things. Yeah. And be like, not today. And also, isn't it funny when something that usually worked, like a thought that you usually can go to as a happy little place, suddenly doesn't work anymore? And you're like, what the?
Yeah.
Oh, but this, yeah. But no, I want to know what all of your worst things are.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Okay, it's time for the touch quiz. Who or what am I thinking about touching right now? You have 5 questions.
Oh, I was going to guess straight away. Okay, I'm glad I have 5 questions.
Oh, guess straight away and it won't even include it. I just want to see what you guess.
I don't know why my first guess was like strawberry marshmallows.
oh, I love that. But it's kind of like an arbitrary thing, if that's the right word. It's like a, it's quite hard, this one. It's really hard.
Okay. All right.
So you've got 5 questions. I might let you have a bonus one.
What is my texture?
Ooh, no texture.
You're touching something that has no texture.
Oh, shit. There's a flaw in the plan. Yeah, I can't touch this thing. That's a really good point, Catherine. You've seen straight through the arse of this.
You've chosen something that I'm supposed to guess you're touching that cannot be touched.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Have you chosen like a concept of time or air?
Well, it's the Crazy Frog ringtone.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So, yeah.
Oh, I mean, my God.
It's not ideal, that one.
You should never be questioned under pressure, no. Lou.
No, that's not, you are never going to get that. And that's on me for once.
Would you like to choose something else?
Yeah, okay, I've got one.
What's the texture?
Kind of soft, slightly damp.
Okay. Am I inanimate? Is it inanimate?
No.
Tongue?
Tongue, she says confidently. it's not tongue.
Oh, all my the rest of my guesses are filthy.
Well, you know, a comedy, it's not likely to be blue.
is it a gum?
You're in the right ballpark, but one, it's not a gum, and two, you need to get a bit more specific, and three, I don't know how many guesses you've had.
Is it dentures?
It's your uncle's lips.
Specifically my uncle's lips?
Lips, yeah. I'm touching your uncle's lips.
Okay, which uncle?
The nice one.
Oh, cool. How does he feel about it?
Loves it. I'm saying, shh, Brian, shh.
And I don't have an Uncle Brian.
Well, I call him Brian. That's my pet name for him.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
How'd you get from Pat to Brian?
Pat O'Brien. Because Pat O'Brien is a guy we both know. His
name's
Pat,
of course.
And I call him Brian. Yeah, bridge the gap.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I see that. Okay.
No further questions?
Well, I wasn't going to guess.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton.
That was Lou Conkeys, if you can believe.
Alan de Botton.
Your old friend, Alain de Botton. Boop, 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 boop. Right,
you have oh, good, go on.
I have an interesting interview style.
Yes, I think you do. But also, I love that you have regular listeners.
I should be, say it with me, hosting a primetime chat show.
Hosting a primetime chat show. Yes, agreed. Also, then Pat could come on and you could stroke his thin lips if you got nervous.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't get it. God, I'm stupid.
You are a bit thick. Okay, what have you never had the chance to tell your parents?
Tell them now.
I don't like when they buy ketchup that isn't Heinz. It's been happening a lot of late. Mm. I've only been home for fleeting visits. You don't want to bring up awkward things.
Mm.
They've been going Marks and Spencer's the odd time.
Oh, that sounds like a nice ketchup, M&S. I think Heinz have got lazy.
I hear you, but I've gone home for a bit of nostalgia. I'm not there for like a modern twist. And it just feels like keep it the same so that it's like a mausoleum for me of my childhood. I just think that's respectful. It's, and don't change anything in your house, including the ketchup.
After the podcast, could we have your parents' address and I'll just pop a letter in the post?
Yeah, no bother. Saying, thank you.
Show some more fucking respect.
Do you think, I think they would love that.
Do you think Pat Bryan is buying home brand ketchups? Of course he's not.
I wouldn't say Pat would mess around with anything like ketchup.
Yeah, he's a traditionist, you know.
Yeah, it's gravy or die.
Mm. Gravy or die. Oh, is that on a t-shirt?
Probably a podcast.
I'm looking for t-shirts at the moment, you know, to make a splash. What mistakes would you want to avoid in a future relationship?
I would say don't date anybody you're going to see like on the inside of cubicle doors as you try to pee in theatres.
Or like you can't really date a celebrity then. It's a nightmare for other celebrities because you just see them everywhere. Perfume ads, etc.
Yeah, songs. That would be a nightmare. Yeah, I'd say you're going to want to go like somebody who date a hermit.
Yeah, or someone then, who works in a lighthouse.
Yes, or is constantly changing location. Somebody on the move.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? Best on-screen cuddle.
Anytime Captain Holt gives Jake any kind of physical acknowledgement on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I do feel a little bit warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, I love those guys. And what's the worst or weirdest cuddle you've had or best cuddle?
Pretty much the worst always begin with a man saying, "Where's my hug?" I think
where's
those are
my hug as if it's hiding in the locker.
Universally the worst. No hug for me. That's going to be a bet. It's like, that's either going to be me saying, no.
Yeah.
And then the most awkward moment, or it's going to be me touching a man I previously could have touched, but chose not to for many reasons, probably apparent. So those as a group, I'd say are the worst.
Yeah.
And then best, I hate to say it, but my best cuddles have always been with dogs.
Okay. A lot of people saying that.
Always with dogs. I do borrow my, I did borrow my doggy and now I've gotten attached into a like full-time thing with a dog called Mabel. She's a Bichon Frise. I've been seeing her for 3 years. The start of the borrow my doggy journey was actually quite difficult because you have to like still go to your local parks and see all the dogs that didn't respond to you. And you're like, what are you better than me? Point is, Mabel and I have a beautiful bond and she frequently will like to be held like a baby and have her belly rubbed. And then when she's done having her belly rubbed, she'll pop her little head up on my shoulder. Mm. And I don't think there's a time in my life I ever feel more purposeful or complete.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I don't get it, but I respect it.
Oh, you don't get it?
I don't get it, but I respect it.
What do you mean you don't get it? You don't like dogs?
Not that fussed. They stink. They need too much from me.
Whoa, hold on. Mabel doesn't stink. Mabel goes to the groomers once a fortnight. She smells like lemon sherbet.
I've not met this bitch, Mabel, but what I will say is replace dog with monkey. Replace dog with monkey and we're getting there.
Why does it have to be an either or? I would also love a monkey. Yes, please.
You can't have monkey. You've chosen dog.
But Mabel doesn't actually. I'm dancing around
with my monkey. Like, sorry, you've chosen dog.
If it's Mabel, I'd choose her every time. But she's not even that needy. She's actually quite picky. She's like, well, I'll let you know if I like you.
She's brought out an ugly side in you because you're really defensive here. So she's already come in between us.
Oh, God, she's my favourite. I love her.
Okay. Well, okay. That's a lovely answer. It's lovely that,
that you don't care for.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal. We've got a new feature at the end of the show and it's the cuddle calculator. We spent a lot of money on a cuddle calculator. So we just input all your details, what you've said thus far, and it comes back with your cuddle type.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good bit of kit. It's very expensive. Do you want to hear what the cuddle calculator is saying about your cuddle type?
More than anything. In fact, I feel the kind of like anxious excitement that I used to feel when I'd fill in those questionnaires in a Cosmo, you know, where it would be like, if you want to hang out with your girlfriends in fluffy slippers, choose A. If you buy your boyfriend. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Okay, here it is.
Here comes
now.
My insight.
You, yeah. Okay. Your cuddle type is the Terminator. You'll be back, baby, backing away from everyone. See you later, the Terminator. Any interest in that?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, listen, I didn't see it coming.
No.
But you never do these insights about yourself.
It's bang on. You've got to admit, it's bang on.
And listen, maybe it'll just take me some time to process. I think when you're faced with that kind of hard truth.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to sort of sit with it.
It's hard to hear that, one, I'm kissing your uncle, Pat Bryan, and two, your cuddle type is the Terminator. It's been a heavy day for you news-wise.
It's a lot. And to find out you don't like dogs and that you still think of my mother's tits. It's been a lot.
It's a big day. But let's not frame it as I don't like dogs. Let's frame it as I prefer monkeys. I don't like the concept of dogs. They're everywhere. But when I, you know, being strung on a little lead, it's just being bought for £2,000. Like the concept is mad. But, you know, if I meet a dog, you know, I'll be nice to that dog and I'll probably bond with it. Dogs love me, let me tell you.
Oh, I'm starting to think that maybe how you feel about dogs is how I feel about men.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anti the concept, but one-on-one, individually, I can be brought round.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Did your door just close?
It did. Luke just left. I don't know where he's going, actually. I don't.
I saw him on filming yesterday.
Oh, yeah, for Lazy Susan.
Yeah, he's looking well.
Yeah, everyone's saying he's looking in the prime of his life. He's been getting in the gym every day. I think that's probably where he's going now. He's hit the gym every day. He's got some lovely clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looking very well. I thought, goodness me.
Yeah.
Good for you, Luke.
That's what living with me does, actually.
Yes, really forces you to get out of the house.
Yes. I think we'll say goodbye there.
Sorry.
No, thank you so much for coming on. It's really nice to speak to you. And
thank you for having me.
And it's just a case of bye-bye, I suppose.
All right, well then, bye-bye, I suppose.
Okay, so that was Catherine Bohart. Lovely lady, I'm sure you'll agree. If you want to go to her gigs, she does two monthly gigs. They're both called Gigless. One's online, one's in Lav at the Bill Murray. But everything's on her website is catherinebohart.com. Okay, she's holding a lemon to her eye, so you know it's her when you get there. Thank you for listening. Follow us both online. Follow yourself. Back yourself up. That's what I mean. No, back yourself. Don't back yourself up. You need prune juice for crying out loud. Follow me online at Lou Sanders. Follow Cuddle Club Pod. That's what it is. Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And I've started to post like the good news things that make me really happy, because there's just lovely little stories. I think I'm getting older. I think just the world's maybe a bit grey. So you go and be like, oh, look at this nice story. You know, where attention flows, energy goes. Don't forget that. Well, I'm prattling on and I'd love to say goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.